Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. This Wednesday marked the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. And that means that Jewish families everywhere came together to eat, to pray, and to yell at each other.
Sweetheart, that... Wait. Sweetheart, this is too big. How much did you pay for all of this?
It was $1,000.
Oh, stop.
That's some of the typical chaos in the Pfefferman family in the hit Amazon show Transparent. The show specializes in the ultra-realistic comedies and the tragedies of the Pfeffermans. But the real focus of the series is Mara, played by Jeffrey Tambor. She's a trans woman who started transitioning in season one, and since then the show has dealt with Mara's transition and how it's affected Mara's biological kids and her non-biological family, too.
We call it chosen family. I think that's true of a lot of queer people, a lot of people in the LGBTQIA tribe, is that we adopt and we are adopted.
That was Alexandra Billings, who plays Davina on Transparent. The fourth season of the show premieres today on Amazon, so I sat down with Billings, also with Trace Lizette, who plays Shay, and with Jill Soloway, the creator of Transparent. Soloway says the show taps into a long tradition of Jewish neurotic humor, but with an important twist.
I did grow up watching, you know, Woody Allen and Albert Brooks, and of course I love Larry David, but what I love about Transparent is that it actually has that kind of Jewish neurotic thing, but from a female and a trans-centered protagonist. We don't really get to see that a lot with women, and we never get to see that with trans folk and with queer people, that they can be in that protagonist place of being the schlubby, lovable, overthinky losers. So besides the fact that we're kind of readdressing things and looking at things that Woody Allen did, having them come from a place of women or trans people or gender nonconforming people feels really revolutionary to me.
Talk about the gilded cage, though, of Transparent and what it means for you as actors. By any measure, you've had enormous success on Jill's show. You're making some money. America is seeing you. They love your performance. And yet, can you play a woman on another show? Can you play a trans person on another show? Is any other type of show that isn't about trans people going to be interested in hiring you?
Well, I love Transparent. I feel like I'm spoiled. But going forward, I really want to get back to playing cis roles. I always want to play trans as well. But more than anything, I just want to be working.
I think for me, it's less about worrying about whether or not I'm going to go to another show or do a play, and more about what are the stories that are the cause of this cracking that the Soloway family has been at the heart of. And the world in and of itself, especially our country, is split wide open now because we're in the center of a government that is focused less on diversity and more on dividedness. So for me, I don't see this as a gilded cage. I see this as a prairie, as a great big huge open field that I'm running through. The skills that and the gifts that I collect from these human beings. I was just talking to Trace about this. Trace has a scene. It's a scene in a dressing room in this new season. This couple of minutes is a peek into the trans world that no cis person ever gets. And Trace's performance is so specific because she's not afraid to bring her entire life experience into this work. And by her doing that, I get to stand by and bear witness to someone surviving that. So the next thing that I go do, whether it's a commercial for dog food or whether it's a Broadway play, I remember that that's possible.
So let's talk about this show then at this moment in America. Jill, Transparent never would have been made 15 years ago. Nobody ever would have considered it, let's be honest. It's made now, it's a hit, and it's popular. But this is happening at the very moment in this country with bathroom bills in North Carolina and Texas and other places that are discriminatory against trans people, where the president of the United States is banning transgender people from the military, people willing to fight in the military. Put these two things together for me. There is a culture that is willing to watch, celebrate, and love Transparent at the same time as a huge part of the political culture is pushing back on this as hard as they can.
I do think it's all connected. You know, I'm always saying the words women, people of color, queer people as quickly as possible as one phrase. It's a way of saying other with a capital O. What they all have in common is that we are now separated and otherized by the people who consider themselves quote-unquote normal, or the people who consider themselves the people who have access. And let's call that white cis males of a certain class. So what Trump does is equal opportunity, other everybody all day long, looking for ways to trigger people into that feeling of fear. I'm afraid of trans people. I'm afraid of women's power. I'm afraid of people of color. Trump is triggering people's fear. They're psychologically otherizing other people. He distracts us by doing the same thing that Hitler did when Hitler said that, you know, Jews can't be in the Olympics. Why? Well, because they're Jews. They're not people. By saying trans people can't be in the military, Trump is doing something much bigger than sending out this tweet to excite people. Trump is saying that trans people aren't human beings.
Trace, when you started your career as an actress, did you envision yourself being part of all of this? I mean, all of this politics at the national level, under the spotlight of a national conversation and a huge national debate. Let's face it, a lot of people wouldn't like you if they saw Transparent and saw what you represented. Do you want to be part of that, or do you just want to be a Hollywood actress who's successful?
Initially, I just wanted to be an actor. I had been performing in some form or fashion since I was a teen, as a young drag queen in Ohio, working in the bars of Dayton and Columbus. And then a few series of events, one of them being the death of Elon Nettles in Harlem, who was murdered and died a block from my house, was a big wake-up call for me, along with seeing my sister, who was a longtime friend, Laverne Cox, live her truth out loud and proud on Orange is the New Black, all kind of shifted my awareness in myself and the prison that I was living in, of the prison of passability, the prison of trying to be quote-unquote normal. And up until that point, it had been wrapped up in my shell and tactics of survival that I'd been taught by my trans elders to kind of get through and survive. It'd been, you know, the tools I'd been given was, you know, this is your resource, your body, and this is what you use to get through. Eventually, I got past that, and it's been wonderful. It's been painful, but it's also been, you know, great to find my true self.
Alexandra, what does this moment mean for you, being part of this show that is really on the cutting edge of a national debate?
It's quite extraordinary, because when I transitioned, it was about 10 years after Stonewall. So my transition was very new. I come from a generation where the sexual revolution had not only been just annihilated, but then had been freed by us. So the debate, a lot of me feels like it's about time. The dialogue, which is very different than debate, is a miracle and something I never thought would be true, ever in my life.
Well, what does the success of this show tell you about where this culture is headed in terms of its...
That we're changing. We're moving. But you see, I've always known that. Queer people, art is queer. It's ours. It belongs to us. We breathed life into it. It belongs to us. That's been true throughout history, that art is ours. So the fact of it makes perfect sense to me, because it's us.
That was Alexandra Billings, who plays Davina on the Amazon series Transparent, Trace Lizette, who plays Shay, and Jill Soloway, who created the series. The fourth season of Transparent premieres today on Amazon. That's our show for today. Transparent has changed a lot of people's perspectives, and we want to hear what TV shows have changed the way you think. You can call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always tweet us at The Takeaway. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great weekend. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
PRI, Public Radio International.